Hello, folks. Here we are still at Venice, and I have another interview for you, this time with the opening film of the Critics Week. It's called Gorgona, and I'm sitting here with director Evi Kagiropoulou. I hope I pronounced it right.
Kalogiropoulou. It's okay.
I can't do it at your
speed. It's difficult.
So nice to meet you. How are you doing?
Good. You? How are you?
Very tired. And you?
I'm okay. I'm tired, but okay. Yeah.
Did you have a chance to watch any films so far?
No.
That's a very quick answer.
No.
But of course, we want to talk about your film, Gorgona. Mm. It's a dystopian futuristic story about a patriarchal society, but the woman take charge. What did inspire you to this story?
The starting point is when I used to live in the area where the oil refinery is in the film. I used to live for some period there. All day and the night, I was staring the oil refinery and the lights, and I find this landscape very inspiring. And I wanted to write a story about a woman working in this oil refinery and how it would be for a woman to live in this area with the big oil refinery and how it would be to be nominated by men. I don't know. Yeah, it was my first short. I mean, I was inspired, which was a film there.
Do you think that this is what our current society drifts towards, to a new patriarchal era, that the past is coming back?
I don't know. We are not in a very good political terms now, I think, regarding Trump and the rising of the extremely right politics. I hope we don't go further patriarchal, but we are already in a very patriarchal terms, so I don't know how worse it can be.
Also, themes from antique legends resonate in your story. Would you like to expand on that?
Yeah, the one myth is I'm using the myth of Medusa. The Medusa is the myth that is, she was a very beautiful woman and she became a monster because she was punished by Athena, the goddess, because she was raped in her temple by Poseidon. And Athena, instead of punish Poseidon, because he raped her, she punished Medusa and make her a monster. I want to subvert that because for the people it was a symbol of fear of the men, but actually was just victim of the reigns of other women. Title Gorgona is the sirens. And in my film, one is the Medusa and the other one is the siren because he's singing. And in the Greek mythology, the siren and Medusa, they used to be Gorgons. We call them Gorgons. I don't know if that makes sense what I say. Yeah.
It does. I think most people are familiar with the Greek mythology. But I wanted to hear your take on it. So the main character, Mariah, who finally has a chance to become the new leader of this very hierarchical society, is put up and supported by a male character. Do you think that's kind of contradictory to a feminist theme?
She's not help her, actually. She will not help her. She used her for his desire and for, because she feel a bit guilty, because her mother's like manipulate her, which is something that a lot of men used to do. They like to use the word help, but actually it's not. They sometimes use us to have some results.
She succeeds to a certain degree within the male system by adapting the man's behavioral codes, by dressing like them, by in a certain way talking like them. So do you think that women can only succeed in a male society if they act or become like men in their behavioral terms?
For me, it wasn't exactly that. She was trying to look like them in a way because she was in this military group. But for me, because I came from martial art, I was used to be a sport. I was practicing martial art. I think we also, as women, we don't have one only femininity. We can have different layers, which we call them more male, but they're not male. They have just stereotyped us during the years to not do this stuff. Like, for example, martial art, or to be more tough. Why this has to be more male? I mean, to call it male. You understand? Or
no, I mean, also the behavioral codes, for example, those very tight hierarchies, this violence based in their acting. These are typically masculinized traits, and they're not necessarily positive traits. So one might argue why a woman, in how far, that would actually be the next question, and how far would female-led system be different from the male system when it just adapts the same repressive patterns?
I think it's more symbolically that it's not going to use these patterns because, I mean, you use in a film, you use some visual or some symbols like violence or sex to say something else. It doesn't mean actually go and hit people or go and kill them. So it's more like, I'm going to use your tool to and my mind to go to another, to a bigger step and stop being oppressed from you. But I don't feel violence all the time is bad. Like many revolutions during the years, I mean, they use violence. If you have to use, if you're oppressed and you have to go out or something, you have
just
to use it.
To go back to the one statement that was very interesting that you said, so you use the other one's tools. So would you say that the master's tools can actually dismantle the master's house?
This what? Sorry, again?
Like, paraphrasing the famous quote, would you say, since you spoke about using the other one's tools, that the master's tools can actually dismantle the master's house?
Sometimes. I don't know if it's...
The quote by Audre Lorde.
Okay.
The master's tools can never dismantle the master's house. It's the idea that you never can overthrow a system by using the very same techniques and means that the system uses. Would you agree with that or would you not agree with
that? I think I cannot really. And it's very bold and black and white to say if I agree or not. I mean, it's much bigger conversation.
So were there films that inspired you?
Beau Travail by Claire Denis. Mad Max, Baccarau, the Brazilian one, I don't know if you know. Kill Bill, Tarantino's films, D'Acournau, Dan, Tukibuki, Diop. Many Greek old school ones, but you wouldn't know.
But would you say that also Greek cinema is a very specific influence?
No, it wasn't exactly influence. It's like old school macho, very stereotypical films from 70s using, you know, women singing in the... But I like this visual to change it, you know. It's more the aesthetic, old school Greek. If the Greek cinema inspired me.
Yeah, especially if you see this film, especially in a Greek tradition or more like in an international genre tradition.
Some, but more like, you wouldn't know. There are some 70s more underground. Evdokia, but...
Do you see yourself as a genre film director? And what fascinates you about genre films?
No, I cannot say that because it's my first film, so I don't know how I'm going to continue. But it's not exactly genre. I think it's art house genre. I would like to be in genre. I would like to do genre films. I mean, I like more action and more things happen in the screen. And I always get inspired and always like be attracted by this kind of film. And because I also read a lot of comics as a kid, I like superheroes, women, you know, Wonder Woman, all these women. So I was, yeah. I will be interesting to continue in that. More action film or martial art films with women's protagonists.
How tough was it to do the stunts, the fight choreographies and the action scenes for that movie?
It wasn't a lot of, it wasn't a lot. So it wasn't difficult for me because for the actors, yeah, they try, they do some practice and they did it. We have some rehearsal about that. And we have to think how the limits of each actor.
The landscape looks very rough and you said that it's an actual landscape that you found, so not studio based. How was it to shoot there? Was it easy or was it very challenging due to natural conditions?
In Greece, because we don't do films with big budget, we don't have good financing stuff because we are doing things much more fast and more, how to say, we don't improvise exactly, but we have, you know, because if I have limited time because we don't have a lot of days to shoot, that is the hardest. But the location is something I work a lot with because it was an area I used to live. The permission was only the matter in that, which we take
it. Did you feel that it was harder for you to get funding since you are a woman tackling such a subject that is conventionally often associated with male directors?
Yes, for sure. 100%.
Do you also hope that this film will help push boundaries?
I mean, there's always a criticism when you do these films. Why you want to do that? Why you don't do social drama? Why it's... Sometimes they criticize you that it's a male thing. Even women do that, which I find it very sexist, to trying to put me limits and boundaries. For me, it's the end of the art if you do that to a woman and you became a man. It's difficult, but I will try.
Are there specific female directors who you would someday maybe like to work with? Or do you see
directors?
That,
yeah. We cannot work without directors.
Exactly. That would be also the question. Like, or do you see yourself as somebody who's...
No, you cannot work without... You know, nobody's working without a director. Of course, I admire a lot of women's directors, but it's one who has his own vision. Here, yeah, you cannot go to the other vision.
Was the whole setting of the story originally more science fiction inspired? Because I couldn't have noticed that there seemed to be no elderly women. Or
Probably have died, I would say.
So was this intentional? Say, specific
it's intentional, but also budget, I would say. I mean, we couldn't have a lot of people. But maybe because it was a very... There were 3-4. Because it was a specific group of men, people doing this practice, the story follows this their story.
An important element of the story is also a queer love story. Was this always there, or did you change at some point straight story to a queer story?
No, it was always, of course, queer story.
Would you identify as queer? How do you feel about, as a queer person, to direct the story? Did you also cast queer actresses in it, or would you say it doesn't matter if the actress is queer to authentically portray that?
Mostly, they are, of course, they are queer. But I mean, I find...
So you cast actual queer actresses and you yourself identify as queer to portray...
Queer. I mean, I wouldn't like to ask somebody if it's queer, but I understand. Yeah.
No, but as a queer person myself, yes, this is an important question for me.
Yes. Yes. But it's obviously, yes.
Do you think that...
But I understand it. I don't want to ask, but I know. I'm not going to ask the person, but I know.
You never establish that, or you never talk about anything, or you don't choose the person based on any
meeting. Because,
but
for
if
example,
you meet him, you instinctively know if the person
no,
is queer.
Or for example, the protagonist is my friend. I know she's queer.
Yeah, of course. If
that
you have
I
a
want
personal,
to say.
Yeah,
that
if
I
a
want
personal
to say.
Connection, then of course that makes
so
sense.
So most of the people that are connect to me in this film. So
would you say it's more challenging to work with friends, or would you say it's easier?
Easier.
And how is it if you have to tell them exactly what to do? Do you sometimes also have arguments?
Yes, we have. But it's easier because I know the backstory of them, and I know if it's true what they're doing. It's easier to know, you know, because you know the limits. You know how they can approach something. Like, for example, my friend that she's playing, I can see her sometimes in her role.
Do you think about the visual perspective that you apply to characters, about concepts like the male gaze, or do you never think about these and just instinctively do what you like?
If in my film it's a male gaze.
No, if you think about those concepts when shooting a film, or if you just instinctively do what you feel like.
The second, like I'm instinctively doing what I'm doing, but I have in my mind feminist approach because I'm a feminist. I grew up like that from my mother. So I'm trying to rethink all the time what I'm doing, but not with the deductive way, not to limit me. But I know that I'm the person, I'm doing this film, and I grew up like that, and I have read this feminist show.
Now that you have your film here at Venice at the festival, and it's the opening movie of the Critics Week, how does it feel for you?
Very good, because I like a lot. Beatrice is the director of the Settimana, and I like that she's a woman, and I like her selection, and I like her philosophy and how she picks films, and how the words she said to me about my film is what I wanted to view, and somebody to curate it, to like it, what to tell them.
If the audience could take one thing away from that film, what would you hope it to be?
I don't know. Very
fair.
Difficult.
Fair enough. Always
it's very
honest,
difficult
honest
to answer that.
Do you already have a new project, to come to the final question?
Yes. I'm writing something, and it will be something more Kill Bill for female gaze in Greece.
Okay, so that sounds very exciting. At the moment, Gorgona is at the Critics Week here in Venice. As soon as it gets a German release, you can read about it at Movie Break, and I say thank you. Great to have you.
Thank you so much.